In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayeshev, we have a trick question. The question is, how many dreams did Yosef dream? How many dreams did he tell his brothers about? The answer is that literally, technically, in the Pasuk, in the Parsha, it talks about two dreams, the one of the bundles of wheat and the one of the stars, moon, and sun. However, the Bartanura, who is mostly associated with this Parsha Mishnayis, has a novel approach, which he reaches by reading through the Psukim. Pereshis Lamed Zayin, Psukim He through Ches. We see Yosef dreaming a dream, it says, Ve'echalom Yosef chalom, ve'yaged le'echav, and he tells it to his brothers, ve'yasifu oid snoy esoy, and they continue to hate him. And then, only in the next Pasuk, Ve'yemer Aleim, he says, Shimuna, listen please to the dream that I dreamt, which means that they started to hate him, or they continued to hate him, even before he tells them the dream. And now in Pasuk Zayin, he's going to tell them the dream. V'hinei anachnu ma'almim alumim, we're bundling bundles in the middle of the field, and my bundle got up, v'gam nitzava, and it's also standing, and all of your bundles surrounded my bundle. V'yer mulai echav, and his brothers tell him, respond to him, Hamalech timlech aleinu, do you really think that you're going to rule over us? You're going to be our king? Imashel timshel banu, are you going to rule us? Vayesifu oid snayesai, again those words, and they continue to hate him, al chalomaisav, because of his dreams, va'al dvarav, and because of his words. And the question is, if he's only telling them here the first dream, the dream about the bundles, then why does it say that they continue to hate him about the dreams? So again, two questions. Number one, why does they say at the beginning in Pasuk Hey, before it says Yosef dreamed a dream and he told his brothers and they continued to hate him, but he just told them that he had a dream. It seems like he didn't tell them what the dream was, because only in the next Pasuk does he tell them, listen to me. And the second question, what are the dreams that he said? So the Bartanura suggests a radical solution to these questions, and he says there has to have been another dream that is not recorded here in detail, meaning there is a dream that we don't have written in the Psukim, and that would answer both questions, because then in Pasuk Hey, he had a dream, he told them the dream, he didn't tell us the dream, we don't know what the dream is, but he told them a dream, they hated him, and then he tells them the dream about the sheaves of wheat, and then they hated him for his dreams, dream one, which we don't know what it is, and dream two, which we do. And then the dream, which is going to come later, about the stars and the moon and the sun, that would be the third of Yosef's dream. Although this dream is not here, and we don't have a record of it here or anywhere, we do have a hint to it much later on. In Parshas Vayechi, we read that after Yaakov Avinu's passing and his subsequent burial in Maros HaMachpelah, the brothers were very worried, as they thought that now that Yaakov was no longer alive, Yosef would seek to take revenge for their having sold him as a slave. Yosef is quick to comfort his brothers, and he offers them assurances that he will not cause them any harm at all, saying, "Don't be scared, I'll sustain you and your young ones." He comforted them, and he spoke to their heart. The Gemara informs us, tells us, gives us a little bit more detail about how Yaakov consoled his brothers. And he gave them a kal v'chomer. And the kal v'chomer, according to the Gemara, if 10 flames could not extinguish one flame, then how could one single flame possibly extinguish 10 others? Yosef, the one flame, was dominated by his brothers, the 10 flames, and when they were in charge of him, they tried to kill him, but they were unsuccessful. Now that they are all under Yosef's rulership, Yosef's domain, he is still a single flame, he would definitely not be able to harm them. Rashi brings the Gemara to tells us that this is how Yosef calmed his brothers down at that moment when they were worried for their lives. The Bartanura suggests that this is the dream that Yosef originally told his brothers, that first dream, the unspoken dream in our Parsha. The meaning of the dream is that he was telling them right then at the beginning, before anything happened, you can never harm me. 10 candles can't put out one. That was his dream, that there's 10 of you and there's one of me and you'll never be able to put me out. And our question is, if this is a dream, why have we never heard about it? Why isn't it mentioned here in our Parsha? The Bartanura says that this wasn't enough of a problematic dream to get the brothers to come out to fight against him. It wasn't worth going to war with him. The only reaction they had when he told them about this dream, it was kind of, again, you're 10 and I'm 1, but you'll never be able to get rid of me. Their only reaction was to hate him. So if we go back to the Psukim, it makes a little bit more sense now. Vayechalem Yosef chalem, he had this dream about the 10 candles and the 1 candle. Vayaged le'echav, and he tells it to his brothers. Vayesifu oitznai yosef, and they continued to hate him, but they didn't do any more. And then in the next pasuk, Vayemar le'em shimu naha chalem hazer shechalamti, listen up, I have another dream. And then he tells them the dream of the bundles, and then they continue to hate him about his dreams. Once he tells them the second dream, that he's going to rule over them, then they got really upset and they replied to him, will you really rule over us? Will you have dominion over us? Are you really going to be our king? This dream was much more aggressive against his brothers. Not like the first one, you'll never be able to get rid of me. But the second one, not only will you not be able to get rid of me, but you're going to bow down to me. That was something that they got more upset about, and that's the one that we know about in our parsha. This dream, this first dream about the candles, was actually fulfilled when they tried to kill him by throwing him into the pit. The 10 candles, that was the 10 brothers, tried to kill him by throwing him into a pit, and they couldn't. They couldn't kill him. They tried to, but they weren't able to kill him. And because of that, they had to come up with another solution, and that's what led to the idea of selling him as a slave instead. However, as the dream did not really play out an important role in the rest of the story, the Bartanura says it didn't really need to be spelled out. The reaction was part of the hatred, but there was no discernible action taken as a reaction to the dream that he dreamt, this first dream, and that's why we don't know about it. That's why it's not written out. It's interesting to note that it was actually fulfilled when they threw him into the pit of snakes and scorpions, which would normally have led to his death, and yet he survived. And that proved to the brothers that he couldn't be killed by them. It's also interesting for us to note that every parsha, or every yontiv, we look at the parsha that comes before or middle or during or after the parsha, and it always gives us a little bit of insight into the yontiv that's coming up. That means the parsha is always connected to the yontiv that is happening around the time. And it's not a mistake that what we're talking about today is the candles that can or cannot be extinguished. There are many, many connections spoken about between Yosef and Yavon, and here's one more. During the days of Rabim Biad Ma'atim, a new light has been revealed and a new assurance that 10 candles, or huge Greek armies, cannot extinguish the lone, pure candle which continues to light up for us each year. The Rabim Biad Ma'atim, that small flame that was Yosef, that was able to survive all the challenges that came his way, whether by his brothers, by Potiphar, in Pharaoh's palace. So too we have our ma'at, our little, our tiny little flame that continues to light up for us every single year. That lone, pure candle that tells us we'll always continue to survive.